Well, these kids back in the fall of 2016 were enrolled at a particular school, Lake Forest Elementary in Greenville, and the kids faced just a continual bout of harassment from their fellow students. Now, some of it was, you know, pushing and shaking them, and they were disturbed while they were trying to take tests. Kids were staring at them, you know, the types of things you might expect out of some unruly elementary school students. But there was also some very serious activity that I don't think we want to talk about on family radio, but it's of a sexual nature, and I think would really shock people who read the court opinion. Now, all of this, the students themselves reported to their teacher. They told the parent in the case who complained to the teacher, the principal, the assistant principal. Eventually, the school board found out about this. But then nothing was done about it. The court record suggests that the parent was told that there was a process in place and it was going to take time to address these concerns, but nothing was ever done. After a few months, the students were removed from that school. They were removed by the parent, moved to another school, and basically after a year, after all of this happened, the parent went to court to say that, look, this hurt the access that my kids had to a sound basic education. This is the type of thing that's guaranteed in the state constitution, and the school system never did anything about it, so I want to get some satisfaction in court. And this case, over the past few years, has made its way through the court system. The state court of appeals ruled 2-1 against the students in this case. But there was a dissent in the case that said, hey, the Leandro ruling guaranteed the right to a sound basic education. This is the type of thing that would prevent access to a sound basic education, the school not doing anything about this bullying and harassment. And now the Supreme Court has agreed, a unanimous ruling written by the Chief Justice, Paul Newby.